The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Sudhi Jasser.
I am often criticized by the Islamists, by the identity movement folks among the Muslim community who believe that being Muslim is all about one idea, being Muslim is all about one common clique, tribe, that we must move and vote and talk in unison from the mosques, from the organizations, from the media pulpits that exist. And I'm criticized that I'm just, they call me an Uncle Tom, they say that I'm some part of some conspiracy theory, whatever it may be. But they say I never seem to have anything nice to say about Muslims in the public air, that somehow I find some odd way to explain that they're always Islamists. Well, yes, I've been critical of the mayor of London. I've been critical of folks like the Michigan governor candidate in the Democratic Party, who's was very close to CARE, was a vice president of the Muslim Student Association, has never said anything publicly against Islamist movements, but yet somehow we're supposed to believe he's not an Islamist because he's pro-LGBTQ, he's pro, legalization of marijuana, and he ticked off all the boxes for the Democratic Party. Bottom line is listen, he's an Islamist as far as I'm concerned, because when a Muslim is a public activist today, claims to be about anti-radicalism and anti-militancy, is he doing anything about the core issues that he understands better than anybody, having been an activist in the MSA and other organizations through his youth before going into medicine? I'm talking about El Sayed in Michigan. We'll talk about that. We'll start looking at his ideas and what he represents. But my point in this segment, there was a recent Home Secretary appointee. His name is Sajid Javid. He's the first black and minority ethnic Home Secretary for the United Kingdom ever. He's an up-and-comer in the Conservative Party. He has held multiple cabinet positions in the United Kingdom. And listen, if there is a Thatcherite Muslim that's publicly known in the UK, it would be Mr. Javid. So I saw some tweets coming from the conspiracy mongers on the, this time not on the left, but on the right. Alex Jones tweets out that put a fork in the UK. He says basically they've been taken over. This lunatic is a prime example of not only bigotry and he's a guy who's become a mouthpiece for Russian television and Russian media. And what's hilarious to me is that as he pushes forth ideas out of Russian media, he's also doing the same thing about ideas that are front and center on Press TV and other radical Khomeinist media that would be fit for Al Manar, Hezbollah's television station. So, bottom line, though, is this is not just Alex Jones and his millions of followers that are saying that Sajid Javid is a spy, an Islamist in disguise. He's part of the takeover of the West. It's nonsense. Look at his voting record. Conservative, Thatcherite, conservative. Now, the other question is, it would be bizarre for him to be an Islamist. He's married to a Christian and self-identifies as non-practicing. He said the only faith, this is quoted in a faith journal in UK, the only faith practiced in our home is Christianity. Now, he's not said that he's left Islam, but he said the only faith practiced in his home is Christianity. That's between him and God. And I will tell you that it's interesting. He's gotten awards from Muslim organizations in Britain in the past. And I do think it's valuable to point out that his political identity is based on how he views the role of government in national security, in economics, healthcare, and other positions. He may have differed with Theresa May on some things, and you can look at the politics domestically inside the UK to understand that. But to say that this guy is part of the Islamist takeover actually, I think, proves the ignorance of anyone who has ever studied what Islamists are, what their movements are. This guy has no examples that I could find. Now, I might be proven wrong later, but again, I'm saying this because to me, it has never been about whether they are Muslim or not. Listen, I'm a Muslim. I'm active. I love my faith, and I believe that I can practice my faith more freely here in America than anywhere in the world. I am the first one to tell you that Muslims are the most essential asset in the defeat of political Islam and its theological underpinnings and its theocratic enemies. But if we are going to do that, we have to be able to understand who the Islamists are, and we have to be able to understand who the liberal free thinkers are in the Muslim community. So it's not about whether they're Muslim or not. It's never been about that for me. It is about whether they are Islamist, pro-liberty, and anti-Islamists. Those are the three questions I always ask. So if they're, let's just suppose they're a Muslim. Are they an Islamist? Are they pro-liberty? And are they anti-Islamists? All three are important. Obviously, most of them are mutually exclusive, but I think all three are important. They could not be an Islamist, but they could not be anti-Islamist. And that does matter to me. Because in today's day and age, when we have so few voices for the Muslim community, you see this guy Khalid Baydoun going around the country. He's coming here to Arizona to speak and wrote a book on Islamophobia. He's out of Detroit. Saw him on Book TV on C-SPAN. It's absurd. All he talks about is how we are victims and we're constantly being, you know, woe is us, and the narrative of the anti-Muslim bigotry and comparing us to the African-American community. Islam is not a race, it's an idea. And they ignore the Islamist domination of who we are as Muslims and who our mosques are and what the ideas are that exist in our community. I don't get it. So if you look at the literature about what Javid, the new Home Secretary, talks about, and he's going to be, I think, one of the top, what do they say, top four most powerful people in the UK. And I think it's instructive to look at what his statements are. He may not have been as pro-Brexit, but he certainly wasn't anti-Brexit. He's embraced, he has said, the importance of British identity. And I think if you look at many of the speaking engagements that he's had, he was tipped to join Stephen Crabb in 2016 on a joint leadership ticket for the Tory party. And I think these are examples, whether it's the governor's race in Michigan, that I think there is an Islamist sympathizer that is running. I don't care if he's Muslim or not, but El Sayed concerns me deeply. Here in Arizona, you've got a woman running for the Senate, Deidre Abood, who was a previous Democratic, who is a Democratic candidate now, but who was a previous head of the Council on American Islamic Relations in Arizona. None of that is on her profile. You have to dig to find it. None of the media want to talk about it, and we'll talk about it as we get closer. And these things are important, not only for politics, obviously, but for the issues of how much these are obstacles to reform. When you have major occupants of the airspace of the conversation of what it is to be an American Muslim that are apologists for Islamism, from Michigan to Arizona, across the country, and then you have a real non- or anti-Islamist in Britain who then gets marginalized by radical conspiracy theorists and the far right, or wherever you want to call that, we need to have a conversation about how do you tell the difference between Islamist and non-Islamist. So, you know, I actually wish, and this is no denigration of Mr. Javid, but I actually think, yes, he's very valuable in the battle, but we also need folks that embrace Islam as a faith that can then go toe-to-toe with the imams and the clerics about how to exude freedom and liberty out of the Quran and marginalize the narrative of theocracy that is their interpretation of the Quran. And that's the debate we need to have today.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser, the Blaze Radio Network.